1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. Robert Downey Jr., who we spoke of at some length yesterday, returned to work yesterday. Actor Robert Downey Jr. returned to work Tuesday, 3 days after his latest arrest on drug charges, as a woman who said she spent Thanksgiving with him described him as depressed because he was away from his family during the holiday. Meanwhile, Fox television executive voiced support for Downey's continued appearance on the network's popular Ally McBeal series, and news surfaced that the actor had prevailed over the state's bid to challenge his early release from prison 3 months ago for a previous drug offense. And I don't understand the rest of this. What is it? What did I just read? Meanwhile, Downey's And news surfaced that the actor had prevailed over the state's bid to challenge his early release from prison 3 months ago. In an interview to be broadcast Tuesday on the syndicated TV show Access Hollywood, a woman identified as Laura Burnett said Downey appeared sad and lonely during much of his time in her company during the Thanksgiving holiday. But, Laura said, most people who spend time with me look sad and depressed. Okay, Laura, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Let's get on Laura. Let's get Laura Burnett on. Let's get on Margaret Gray now to talk a little bit about this. I know you're going to have this in your column tomorrow, Margaret. Okay, Margaret, I got part of you there.
Yes.
Okay, we had part of you. I don't know why we didn't have all of you. Go ahead.
Yes, Phil, I will be dealing with this in my column, and I will be talking at length about Robert Downey Jr. And
what is your take on this young man? There are people. Are you sympathetic, or are you a bit angry with him?
You know something, Phil? Something that you said yesterday struck me. You made a comment that intrigued me, and I really thought that you were onto something.
What was it?
Well, you said that a junkie, in the case of Robert Downey Jr., whether he is a rockhead or a coke fiend or he's smacked up, he is not going to clean up unless he hits bottom or is threatened with death. And I was really intrigued because I've watched this fine young actor for years. And Robert Downey Jr. is one of our best. He of Less Than Zero, he of Natural Born Killers. When you take a great film talent like Robert Downey Jr., Phil, and you force him into really what he has been forced into lately, I could have seen this coming 6 months ago.
Well, what has he been forced into lately? The guy got out of prison 3 months ago. He's back to work. Can I get some more lights here, Craig? I can't see half of what I'm doing. He's out of prison. He's back to work.
Phil, he is a film actor. He is not a television actor. And for this young man to be asked to do what he has done, to do television work, asking him to walk the sewers, you've asked him to... What was your quote yesterday, Phil, because I really liked it?
I don't know.
You said something about licking a sewer pipe. That is exactly what Robert Downey Jr. has been asked to do.
I don't understand. I mean, he's a film actor.
When you're a film actor, you are alive. When you are a television actor, you are laughed at. You walk down the street.
Wait a minute. Are you saying to me that Calista Flockhart, that David Duchovny, who's the chick from X-Files? What's her name?
Oh, Gillian Anderson.
Yeah, Gillian Anderson. Do you think that she is laughed at when she walks down a street? You know what I'm saying? In other words,
Phil, I think that television actors who started in the medium, I think people understand them. But when you make a film career for yourself and then you're forced to return to television, it is a sad, sad, sad and pathetic fall. And we have seen the fall of Robert Downey Jr. I think what happened...
All right, hold on. We want to get my phone number out here, Margaret, because you're saying some intriguing things here about Robert Downey Jr., that he has fallen and hit bottom by working in television.
I really believe, Phil, with all of my heart...
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray with us from the nationally syndicated newspaper column, A Little Bird Told Me. He has fallen in what way?
Imagine, if you will, driving out to the Merv Griffin Resort. He's a young man. He's alone. He's 35 years of age. He's 3 months from prison. He was nominated for an Academy Award some 8 years ago for Chaplin. He finds himself in a hotel room. He stares at a pile of cocaine. He's probably telling himself, Robert, don't do it. Don't do it. And then he remembers, I work in television. I was a film star, and now I work in television. I don't think there is a mountain of cocaine high enough that he couldn't get in his nose. After recognizing that he worked on the Ally McBeal show, and that
you're talking about this realization that Robert Downey Jr. had. We're imagining now, aren't we?
Yes, Phil. This is a fantasy. We are sitting in the hotel room with him.
All right, well, what if you were sitting in the hotel room with him, and you were with him...
Like that Laura Burnett.
Okay, say you're Laura Burnett, you're sitting with him. And,
I would say, okay, Bob, look.
Oh, it's Bob, is it?
The people that know him call him Bob, yes. And I would say, Bob, all right, you can go ahead and you can do that pile of cocaine. And I really don't have anything to say to you other than think of your father, think of your family.
Well, why wouldn't you say to him something like, Robert, you have a good job to go back to.
You can't say that to a man who is a film star. Look at people like Gina Davis. Is there anything more pathetic than Bette Midler and Gina Davis running around and making idiots of themselves on a sitcom when a few short years ago they were the toast of the Academy Awards? Gina Davis, she of the Accidental Tourist, an Academy Award winner. Bette Midler, oh my God, where do I begin? Beaches, Down and Out in Beverly Hills, The Rose, okay? So,
well, you know, you just mentioned, I like Down and Out in Beverly Hills. Beaches blue and The Rose blue even more in a more hearty fashion.
Well, you know something, Phil? I don't think, fine, you didn't like The Rose because you're a man.
No, I'm not a Bette. You know what? Bette Midler's fine.
But look at the pathetic state that she's in now. Here is Bette Midler, Gina Davis, John Goodman. This is a man who had a burgeoning film career, and now he's a fag on a CBS show, whatever show it is, Carsey Werner, whatever they're thinking. And
well, you know, Carsey Werner has been extremely smart and extremely successful in a lot of their, they did the Roseanne show.
Yeah, I know, and they owe John Goodman a favor because he can't get arrested ever since that show was canceled. But the point is...
I wouldn't say that that's the case. I've seen him in some fine films. Look, I want to take a phone call. You're saying that Robert Downey Jr. has hit rock bottom because he's a film actor working in television.
Absolutely, Phil, and you need to be a film actor to understand that. Being a television actor does not help you.
And what about the pipe fitter out there? What about the guys...
I have an answer for that, too.
All right, well, hold on, because I want to find out what your answer is. Let's go to our first phone call. This is Kim. Hi, Kim. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Kim? Kim, are you there? Okay. See you later. 1-800-449-8... Let's take a break. Did she know... Maybe it crossed her up that I didn't tell her city. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. And 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry here with Margaret Gray. We're talking about Robert Downey Jr. Now, you said that Robert Downey Jr. has hit rock bottom because he is working in television. And
Phil, his snorting cocaine, allegedly, in that hotel room, is a cry for help. Like any junkie, like any addict, like any rockhead, he is screaming for help. And he is...
Help from what? I mean...
Help from the fact that he is on a television show after having a film career. Help from the fact that this is a young man...
Let me ask you this. You've got all these people listening right now who are pipe fitters, who are cement finishers, who are doctors, who are lawyers, who are nurses, who work in checkout stands, who deliver newspapers, who vacuum buildings. What do you say to them when they have tough times? And you say that Robert Downey Jr. has hit rock bottom because he's got a TV show and because he used to be a film actor.
You know what I would say to those people?
Yeah, what?
I would say, if you look in the phone book, And here's an answer to all the people listening to the Phil Henry Show right now. Do this. Try this out. If you're a pipe fitter or a cement finisher or any of those jobs that Phil just mentioned, look in the Yellow Pages and see how many of them there are. Do you know that we've got some thousands and thousands of pipe fitters? We have thousands and thousands of cement finishers, and we've got thousands and thousands of doctors. But you know something, Phil?
What?
We only have one Robert Downey Jr., only one man with his talent. And I think it is a sad day that a Robert Downey Jr., a man with that kind of talent, found himself rock bottom, in the gutter, figuratively, in that $600 a night room. Yes, it was $600 a night. Yes, he had a pound of cocaine on the table. Yes, he had a beautiful blonde woman with him. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the scum of the earth life that he found himself in. Pity Robert Downey Jr. Don't be angry at him. Pity him.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show here. Let's go to Wayne. Hi, Wayne. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Okay, Wayne, you there? Okay, what's the story with these phone calls? Wayne, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's the problem here? People can't hear me? Turn your radio down, okay?
Yeah, my radio is down.
All right, go ahead.
The thing I can't understand is you're talking about pity Robert Downey Jr.
I really think we need to pity him. He's doing television. When he
was a film star. You know what
star.
I do for a living? I fix cars.
And okay? That's a noble job. That is a noble job. But there are millions of men that can do that job.
Look, there might be millions of men that can do that job.
How many men can be?
Regardless of the fact.
No,
okay.
you're missing
First
my point.
I want to agree with you on one thing.
You're missing my point. Robert Downey Jr. is a unique talent.
I'm not saying he's not
a very unique talent.
I think he's one. I agree with you in this respect. He's one of the most brilliant actors there is.
Beyond brilliant.
Huh?
Beyond brilliant.
Well, all right, let the guy make his point. So your point is what?
Your point is, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, what's your point?
The point that I'm making is...
What is with these phone calls? Nobody can hear a thing I'm saying. Go ahead.
Okay. The point
Turn
that I'm making
up,
is...
On the
there
board
are
there.
What about the people out there who work in mediocre fields, as
There's
you call
thousands
it?
Thousands of them. I've already answered your question.
I didn't state a question. What
yes,
I was
you
saying
did. You
to
said,
you is...
What about
I,
the millions that work out in those fields?
All right, anyway, thanks for your call, sir. I don't know either. We're not going to take any more phone calls today because even though this is a nationally syndicated show, I can't seem to bring a phone call up on the board. Okay, this is Russ. Russ?
Robert Downey Jr., yes.
Russ, you there?
Yeah.
Who are you talking to?
I'm trying to talk to you.
You're talking to yourself?
Yeah.
I didn't even go to you.
Well, I'm trying to get on there. That lady, she...
Get out of here. Austin, anybody got anything to say there?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. The first bright man on the radio. Thank you very much. Go ahead. What's your name, Ken?
Yes.
Are you
yes.
on the air?
I think that Mr. Downing Jr. here needs to be grateful that he has a job. You know, nobody brought this on to
him. Let me ask you a question. How many Robert
himself.
Downey Jr.'s do we have? We only
have one.
Let me
tell you a personal issue. I happen to be friends with the Sheen family, and you look at Martin Sheen, and you look at Charlie Sheen, and you look what they've been through, both as a family and the rest of their family, Ramon and Emilio, and you've got a situation there with these people. Charlie specifically has gotten over his drug habit.
No, you don't understand. Charlie Sheen should be thankful for every job he has. Emilio Estevez should drop to his knees and thank God that he has a job. Okay,
and
Emilio Estevez.
You know what? I can't take this any longer. Can you people hear each other? You're talking.
Phil, I'm trying to.
Just be quiet. People are talking over each other. Are we going to go the rest of the show without any phone calls? Because that's the way it's going right now. I can't hear anybody. Nobody can hear anybody else. Either that board is busted, or the telex is messed up, or the compression is wrong. Nobody can hear anything. Is this Elizabeth?
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Oh my
now, hold on
I
for a minute. Mark, are you there?
Yes, I'm right here. Can you hear me, Elizabeth?
Yes, I can hear you.
I can hear Phil. What are you yelling at?
I'm sorry if I'm yelling. I'm trying to get some sense of control here over how the ebb and the flow of the phone calls is going to take place. And
the only point I wanted to make is that Charlie Sheen and Emilio Estevez and Martin Sheen should thank God every day that they're even working.
No, I think is you guys have totally all lost your perspective. You don't even understand that a TV job would be fine. I don't care if you were a filmmaker or whatever. Not even that there are billions of
Caller, could I ask the caller to watch your language, please?
Oh, I said frickin'.
Oh, you said frickin'. Okay, well, then we dumped it for no reason. Go ahead and let her say frickin'. Don't dump it. Oh, you mean you already did? Okay, jeez, I don't know what.
You are really a mess today, aren't you, Phil?
I don't know what I'm doing. You're absolutely right. Go ahead, dear.
Okay,
well, can I respond to that?
Go ahead.
Number one, Robert Downey Jr. is not Emilio Estevez. He's not Gina Davis. He's not Bette Midler. He's not John Goodman. Those people all should go and say a rosary in thanks to the Jesus Christ on the cross for the fact that they're still working.
If you even believe in Jesus Christ, how could you even be supporting this guy? There is no reason why we should be pitying Robert Downey Jr. for having to result to TV. He should be praying to God for forgiveness for doing cocaine.
Let me ask you something. So in other words, you are telling me with a straight face that after years in a film career, you're starring on Ally McBeal and you wouldn't want to end it all?
No.
You wouldn't want to kill yourself?
You're weird.
Oh, my God.
Wait. What are you asking this woman? That she should put a gun to her head? Because...
Oh, my God. Are you telling me after being nominated for an Academy Award and suddenly you're offered the...
have totally lost your perspective.
You would be offered a role on Ally McBeal and you wouldn't want to swallow Clorox?
No.
I feel sorry for you.
Why?
I feel sorry for you that you have to feel that you need to be put on a pedestal or something all your life.
No, I don't think you should be put on a pedestal. I think you should be given his due. I think Robert needs help.
Why does he get this due? What has he done that's so great?
He's been insulted. He has been insulted. They've spit in his face.
He insulted us by doing cocaine. He's teaching young people.
The reason why he's doing cocaine is because they spit in his face by giving him the Ally McBeal series.
Oh, well then, okay, what are you going to do, jump off a bridge?
Spit right in his face. He's crying for help. He needs help.
All right, what can we do for him?
Face.
Let me ask a question. What can we do for him?
He needs to get into films immediately. He needs a film role. Immediately.
He needs God. He needs a doctor. He needs some kind of AA or NA.
A doctor isn't going to help him. Only a role in an Oliver Stone film is going to help him.
Oh, my gosh.
And you, rather than putting him down, how old are you, dear?
19.
I would write him a fan letter. Let him know how much he means to you.
He's lame.
Send a picture of yourself.
I don't like him at all.
Oh, you don't like Robert Downey Jr.?
No, he's a poor role model, and especially for what he's doing right now.
And you wouldn't send him a picture of you, maybe just a bathing suit shot to show him that he's attractive to women?
No.
Oh, my God, how selfish.
How selfish?
Oh, my God, an Academy Award would stop his drug use. That's the only thing that will stop it.
Well, you're talking about a world that I have no knowledge of.
I totally agree.
Oh, come on.
No, we don't get it. Thank you, ma'am, for your call. An Academy Award is what he needs, huh?
The only thing that will keep Robert Downey Jr. clean and sober and not food vomit running down the front of his shirt is a Lifetime Achievement Award. The minute he gets that, he cleans up. I swear to God.
I don't see it. I don't think you gotta. I don't think you're connected to the real world. Here is Lyle. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Lyle. Go ahead.
I have a comment with regard to Robert Downey. Also, I think that maybe he has problems, but that doesn't give him an excuse for committing a crime. By the way, cocaine is an illegal
substance. Absolutely.
And Robert Downey is an individual with great talent. But I also, in my field, have great talent, and there's only one of me.
What do you do?
I have a hard time, doesn't mean I'm going to turn to substance.
What do you do?
What do I do?
Yes.
I try to go back, and I sell more, I get more customers, and I build my business.
In other words, you're a salesman.
And that's what Robert Downey should do. If he doesn't like being on TV, he should try to get some film jobs.
There's a million guys like you. You're just a salesman.
I am not a salesman.
He's saying that he's unique.
It's a creative idea. Nobody else has done it, buddy.
You're another guy that started a business.
I'm just as unique as Robert Downey.
What business do you do? What is it?
I'm an insurance consultant.
Oh, yeah, that's real original.
There are not a thousand of me.
We don't have a
thousand. Because if there was, I wouldn't have the business that I do.
Can you do chaplain? Can you walk with your feet splayed out? Can you do that? No, you can't. Can you?
No, I can't.
You can't walk with your feet splayed out.
But I have unique talent.
Oh, well, that's
just as good as that.
Yes, sir, I agree, and I listen to you.
They're not entertaining.
Thank you very much. 1-800-449-8686. Can he walk with his feet splayed out?
I'm talking about an actor.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. My guest, nationally syndicated columnist Margaret Gray, talking about Robert Downey Jr., his latest travails, an arrest for drug possession. Apparently, they're giving him support, though, at Fox and the television series Ally McBeal. You mentioned that Robert Downey Jr. is unique, and we were talking about other professions. You say pipe fitter, cement finisher, they're all necessary, but they're not unique.
Phil, what I'm saying is this. I'm sure that Robert Downey Jr. stood and stared at that pile of cocaine and saw in his mind's eye an ad for his own series and TV guide and really just immediately snorted the entire pile, because Bob Downey is better than television. I'm going to say it right now, and I don't care who likes it. Bob Downey Jr. is better than television.
Well, you're talking about TV being so crappy. You know, television hasn't been so good in so many years. I think it's great.
I want to address this to the audience. I really do. I know that many of you have drug problems, but the courts should be lenient with Bob Downey, because unlike a pipe fitter, unlike a cement finisher, or even a lawyer, there is only one Bob Downey Jr. To quote Dennis Hopper, Phil, and I saw this quote, and I really, it just touched me. Dennis said it so well for all of us. The world needs Bob Downey Jr. And you know, Phil, who knows more about drugs really than Dennis Hopper? I think there is so much that...
Okay, we got it.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Sarah. Hello, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, I just wanted to say Robert Downey Jr. was not forced to take his TV job. I do think he is better than television, but he was not forced. Michelle Pfeiffer actually got her husband, David E. Kelly, as a favor, got him to offer him the show.
Yeah.
As a favor.
That
he's
is,
making
yeah.
over $100,000 per episode, when no film company could insure him because of the liability if he would get arrested again.
I think it's a good point, he did
get offered a job with Julia Roberts, but he screwed that up, and who knows if he can finish that.
Well, wait a minute. I understand what you're saying, but first of all, Bob Downey took this job as a favor, was given the job as a favor. He had been harassed to the point where they said, let's make him do TV, even though he's one of the most talented people. They made him do television because they're jealous of him. Don't you understand?
Who made him do, with a gun
look
to his
at
head?
All,
how
look
do
at the Christian Slaters, look at the Nicolas Cages, look at the Christian Slaters, look at the Gary Oldmans. They're jealous of the real brilliance that is Bob Downey Jr.
You have to prove yourself over again if you screw up.
I don't think he's screwed up. I think he's screaming out for help.
He needs help, but the Academy Award is not the solution. It will
help. What exactly is he screwing? What help?
Can I ask this lady, who's the Hollywood insider here, me or you? Bob Downey Jr. is saying, please, God, get me off of Ally McBeal. And he did probably a pound of cocaine to try to forget the hell that he'd left behind him. And I will say that it...
What hell did he... You're talking about a pound of cocaine and...
Working with Calista Flockhart, who has some idea she's a star. She
I think prison was hell. I think Ally McBeal is heaven compared to
I
the
think
prison
Bob
was
Downey...
In.
You know something? I think that Bob Downey...
Could we call him Robert Downey, please?
I'm sorry?
Could we please call him Robert Downey Jr., not Bob Downey?
I'm sorry, but people who know him, and I have seen him at parties...
Fine, let's just...
All right. Robert Downey Jr. would rather be sodomized by a freight train than do Ally McBeal...
Okay, that's, you know...
Who's forcing him to do it?
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you...
I'm not going to hear this.
You're not
Thank
saying,
you very much.
Thanks.
Thank you. What do you mean, be sodomized by a freight train? I mean...
He would rather be cast down with the sodomites in cell block D than have to walk on that set one more time. Now,
and you know this for a fact.
What was he doing in Palm Springs? Brushing his teeth? He obviously hates doing that show.
It seems pretty extreme.
Well, of course it's extreme. The young man is in pain. Give him a Lifetime Achievement Award. End the hell of drug addiction. Give him an Academy Award.
I guess you have your lead for your column.
You're damn right, and I'm angry.
I don't think I've ever heard you this angry.
Well, Phil, a young, fine young actor is being forced to snort cocaine. And it really hurts me.
All right, here is Martha. Martha, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
I have to talk to you, lady.
okay?
Oh, here's another Hollywood insider. Are you going to give me the lowdown on Bob Downey?
Yes, I am.
Oh, from all the way from Downey.
Yeah, from Downey.
Just because you come from a town that's named Downey doesn't mean you know anything about Downey.
No. Now, listen here, okay? You get on my last nerve.
Do you have a double wide down there in Downey, or have you finally put down footings for your house?
Yeah,
all right, if we're going to go down that road, I'm going to hang up on you, Margaret. Okay?
You know what?
The host? Can I speak to the host?
Excuse me. Can I please
talk? Is the host there?
No, hold on.
Can I please talk?
Go ahead, ma'am. Go ahead.
Now, I don't know where this lady is coming from talking that, you know, oh, yeah, if he wins an Oscar, yeah, he's just going to win. And yeah, he doesn't have to go to NA or AA. That's baloney. That's a bologna and cheese sandwich.
Okay, well, that was your big line. It's not getting any laughs. Anything else?
Yeah, you're really boring. You know that?
Yeah,
I talked to Robert Downey Jr.,
and
I would find him to be...
Well, I'm just talking about the bologna and cheese sandwich thing, okay?
Fell about as flat as can be.
Bologna and
cheese sandwich. Wow.
Ma'am, what's your name again?
You know something? Bob Downey Jr. has been abused and mistreated by the judicial system of this country. He has been forced to snort cocaine.
How are you saying he's forced to snort cocaine?
Yeah, they just put his head right down in a big sack of cocaine. Is that it?
The guy did Chaplin. Now he's doing Ally McBeal. If that isn't an invitation to mainline heroin, I don't know what is.
You know what? As a mother...
You know what? I am a Hollywood insider. You're not.
Oh, I'm not?
Okay, no, you're not.
I watch TV a good 4 hours a day.
Well, I'm sure you do. I know you don't read any books.
Yeah, I don't read any books.
So we obviously know that where your brain cells are working, it has to do with just sitting and looking at something and pulling the pull tab off of a can.
Yeah.
But I am saying...
All right, is there anybody here going to make a point besides insulting each other?
You know
I think she's out of ammunition.
I'm about ready to, so you tell her to please be quiet.
You're out of ammunition, dear.
Go ahead, ma'am. The lady in Downey, go ahead.
Okay.
And during those 4 hours, you get fatter by the minute,
you know
too.
What?
You get
you know
fatter
what?
By the minute.
Okay, go ahead, ma'am.
I'm going to calm down.
Go ahead.
Okay.
I bet you put 30 pounds on a night watching TV.
Okay, I'm putting her on hold until... Go ahead.
Okay. Now, Robert Downey Jr. is... I'm sure he's a very lovely guy, but he has a drug problem. Okay? A big one. And now the only way that he's going to be able to take care of that is if he seeks help, not by winning an Oscar or being on TV. That's bull.
Well, I think I agree with you, and I think that he... although I did say on the air the other day, I think Robert Downey Jr. is beyond rehab. I think he has to brush death. I think he literally has to be beaten up in prison with a shiv or something. I don't think the rehab hasn't helped him, so he has to have a near-death experience.
That's right.
I mean, that's where you agree with me?
Yes, I do.
So you can say anything on a talk show, you'll find someone who'll agree. But I really honestly believe that. And
by the way, can I say something to the lady?
I thought I put her on hold.
I just want to remind you. You say you watch TV 4 hours a day. It's impossible because Jerry Springer isn't on 4 hours a day.
Okay, I told you to put her on hold.
Just to
wrap up, I believe that what Robert Downey Jr. needs, unfortunately, is he has to come close to dying. He has to get into a major automobile accident like Montgomery Clift, have his face go through a windshield, because the rehab thing, he's done. The jail thing, he's done. He thinks this is all fun and games. Or maybe he's got a real serious addiction problem. I'm sure it's a biochemical problem that he has. But he needs to he needs to kiss death before something happens. Yeah,
exactly.
And I hate to say that. I mean, I don't know. I hope it doesn't kill him.
Yeah.
Well, he has kissed death, Phil.
How?
He works with Calista Flockhart.
You know,
and she
I think
has,
Calista
she,
Flockhart is
she's
a very no. Excuse me. You're what? Okay.
She's anorexic.
No. She watches her weight, okay? I may be a couple hundred pounds, or no, not 100.
All right, okay, thanks a lot, both of you. Shut up. 1-800-449-8686. We'll watch to see whether Robert Downey Jr. goes flying through the windshield of a sports car. This is The Phil Hendry Show. Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. So Robert Downey Jr. said in an interview that his father got him stoned. Are you sure? So I can't get sued if I say that? Oh, my God, I am. I'm on the air. All right, well, that's pretty brutal. How old was he, 8? Ooh, 7? 8. 8 years old, you give a kid weed. You know, that's the hippie, that was the hippy-dippy mindset back then, though. The hippies and their whole hippie thing, you know, get the kids high, man, because it's a lot better for them than eating Wheaties. Yeah, Wheaties, I know, that's a real corporate, that's the corporate poison that's going to turn every kid into a robot lockstep Newt Gingrich-ophile. You feed them Wheaties, that's the stuff's going to kill them. Let them smoke dope, though. And so that whole generation, that whole, I don't know whether that Rastafarian thing, there were all these white kids back then growing dreadlocks and smoking huge joints and behaving silly. And I was one of them. But let's not talk about that. Now you got a guy, he's talked about his old man getting him high when he was 8 years freaking old. Jesus. So the poor guy, well, you know, nothing you're going to do about it. What are you going to do? You're going to put your arm around a guy like that and say, come on, Bob, it's going to be okay, man. What do you need? What can I do? He'll talk to you. He'll start to drool. You can take him out for some waffles. It's been 3 a.m. Let's just leave the hotel room for a while. Let's walk around. Go get a pack of cigarettes. Maybe try to come and bring him down with a bottle of wine because he's been freaking speeding for 3 days. But anyway, let's get off all that nasty stuff. Let's talk about something cool. How about the stench coming out of the sewer near my house? Hi, everybody. I'm Phil Henry. You got a buy in my neighborhood. Yes, a stench pouring out of the open manhole in my neighborhood. It's unbelievable. See, what I got, I swear to God, I work for some very nice people, and they're taking care of the problem. But there's two houses down the street below me, and their sewage gets pumped up the hill to a spot just outside of my house, and then it sits there until the pumping mechanism sends it back down the sewer and out of the neighborhood. And this is the way this pumping mechanism works. It brings the sewage up, it sits there, and then it goes down. Well, what happened was my neighbor across the street, this guy came over and, oh, holy jeez, you got to come and listen to my, you got to smell this, it's unbelievable. And so I went to his backyard. It stunk to high heaven. I said, well, better you than me, pal. I don't know what that is. So he found what it was. It was this sewage sitting there, and he had them trap these vents. But he said, but the problem is this, Phil. I said, what? Once I trap the vents around my house, it's going to push the stink back down into the sewer, and the next place it can pop up at is your house. I go, well, I guess I'll just have to cross that bridge when I get to it. I didn't know what the hell he was talking about. I thought he was half crazy. I just, yeah, thanks a lot, Charlie. Yeah, thanks for the Dutch Master cigar. Yeah, that's great. See you later. I had to get out of there. Sure enough, the guy was right. 3 weeks ago, I get home. Now, generally, the stench I could smell in the morning. 3 weeks ago, I get home. I get out of the car. I'm walking to the house. Holy jeez. The guy was right. And it's that stench. You guys who live in Florida, you know what I'm talking about. You know that septic tank stink that you get around the Orlando area? I'm not being cruel, but I used to live in Orlando, and I know that when I lived there in the early 70s, they had septic tanks, and it would, like, in the morning, you could smell like you stuck your head up a cat's rear end. It was not, other than that, it was a beautiful place, but in the early morning, for some reason, when it was real ripe, and that's what it smelled like. So now every morning when I'm taking the kids to school, as they hit the door, it's, ah, oh, God, this smell. They're making a huge production that everybody can see for miles. Oh, man. What are you doing to those kids? I'm not doing anything. They're just smelling the stink. Are you sure? Ah. And now I can't even go outside and have a cigarette. I light a match out there. 15 city blocks are gone. It'll look like one of those concussion bombs they let off over Kuwait. It'll look like damn Nagasaki. Canyon fires. So anyway, I got this mountain behind me. I said to a friend of mine, because I used to hike, I said, you want to hike that mountain one weekend? I said it to the Swede. He goes, yeah, that'd be cool. I said, we'll take one of the kids with us. We'll hike the mountain. And Maria says, oh, cool. And we'll get up there and with binoculars. We'll see you guys up there. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. So I said, and when we get up there, I said, when we get up there, we'll light a campfire. He goes, Roger. Are you nuts? He says, do you realize that that's where the Malibu fire started? You went out, yeah. Yeah, when you get up there, Phil, you light a nice campfire. You see the least little puff of smoke coming up from any one of those mountains. Do you know the number of helicopters and sheriff's vans and flashlights and, oh, my God. They'll be dropping those huge water bombs on us, whatever. What is that orange crap they drop? All I want to do is make myself some bacon and eggs. It's like... like freaking Cary Grant in North by Northwest. I'm going to get sprayed, man. I'm going to get seated. I'm going to get recounted. What's that crap those guys do? Oh, dusted. Well, I've been dusted, and it's, well, anyway, crop dusted, I mean. So, yeah, I go up to do that. We light no fires up there because that's tinder area. All right, getting back to the stink around my house. So what I said was I got to put this trap. So I emailed the guy today, and I said, "Dear so-and-so, you got to fix this because the stench is killing me." And my wife says to me that I got a fantastic nose because she can't smell anything. Well, today she could smell it. I'll tell you, when the day that Maria can smell it, I know that stink must be killing animals. It must be like wilting trees. It's unbelievable. See, where I live, they don't have phone service. They don't have cable. They don't have... The guy that moved in next door to me, he said... He came staggering out into his front yard one day. I said, "What's wrong?" He says, "I may not have telephone service." I said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "The phone company said they can only put so many lines up here." He staggered out into his front lawn and dropped to his knees, weeping. I said, "What the hell?" He goes, "They can't put any phones in my house." "Well, what are you going to do?" He goes, "I don't know. Or ham radio, I guess." The guy's got no phones. And he says, "You know, and I got to put a satellite dish in. What is a megaphone? Is that can... Oh, one of those is, hi, Bob, if you can hear me." This is the place. So, you know, it's a nice neighborhood, but it's a new development. And they, I don't know, for whatever reason, they couldn't put any phones in. I think he finally got telephones. And just crap like that and coyotes. Man, if I see a dead coyote, you know, I see a million of them. When I'm driving to work every morning, there's another dead coyote laying on the road. I don't know what the hell. My neighbor running him over? I'm going to have to go talk to him. Is he shooting him? Yeah. Because you can see it. You can hear him at night in the hills just going after something. In fact, the kids were camping out the other night. Then I heard the coyotes going ape, and I never did see the kids come back in time. But then you see them, it's scary. I got to do something else with my life. I'm moving back to the city. What I really wanted to do is I wanted to live in the Wilshire corridor. I wanted to have my own apartment. I don't care if you have to carry the groceries up 50 flights. Or maybe I do. But that was my fantasy anyway. I wanted to live right down in the Wilshire corridor with that big, beautiful skyline and just sort of stare down and you know, spit off the balcony and watch it go down. Stuff like that. Really adult things like that. Toss chairs and watermelons. But no, I got to live in the burbs. Well, you know what? There's always a Robert Downey Jr.'s solution. Anyway, don't forget that our CD is available for the low, low price of only $20, and that's $3.50 for shipping and handling. The number one rated Phil Hendry Show, Best of the Year 2000 CD, 877-616-7445, $20 plus $3.50 shipping and handling, Visa, MasterCard, and check available. And all the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. We've made $34,189.50 with the sale of the CD, and we got a little picture vinyl problem, but we'll work that thing out too. Weren't you on the phone today? Did you get that worked out? He's not even listening to me. Did you get the vinyl thing worked out? No, you didn't, because they said they wouldn't know when it was going to be fixed, so you're lying to me. Okay, thanks, Mike. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.